And joining us right now is Little Fiddle, Hopper Webbed Incorporated. We're going to do it. Cindy Williams from, that was not a great impression of the Greco tune by me. But Laverne and Shirley was one of the top shows on ABC for many years ago. Cindy Williams joins us. Of course, she was Shirley Feeney on the program. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you on the show. And I just watched you in Strawberry Summer on Hallmark Channel, and it was a great movie. I enjoyed that movie.
Oh, you did? Good. Well, it's very, very, it's kind of like comfort food, the Hallmark Channel and Strawberry Summer. It was a lot of fun to do. And I did like your impression of the opening song for Laverne and Shirley, especially Skedaddle Skedaddle.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out what the Hoffenbeck Incorporated means, but whatever. But I always remember the beginning of that show because it had one of the Milwaukee things in Milwaukee Square, because I used to go to Marquette University. So I was in Milwaukee at the time.
The clock tower.
Yes, exactly. And I actually was a huge Happy Days fan. And when Happy Days brought you and Penny in to play the roles of those young ladies on the show, it was a great role, and it would seem like a natural to spin off and do your own series.
Yes, indeed, that's what they did.
And it was huge. So,
yes, it was.
Yeah,
now, I guess
for you, growing up, that I guess you grew up in Van Nuys in that area.
Correct.
And Your first role was, from what I'm understanding now, I just want to find out, was tap dancing with Gene Kelly in a movie?
No. Well, that was my first series. I did a series called The Funny Side, which was an hour variety show for NBC, and the host was Gene Kelly.
Ah.
So I did get to sway with him, dance with him a bit, and which was a huge thrill. And but I always ended up standing on his foot when he, you know, and he wouldn't miss a beat. But he'd turn me around and we'd sway together, and I always was standing on his foot. But anyway, it was a series that lasted 13 weeks, and that was the first series that I did.
Yeah.
But the first thing that I did, gosh, I think it was, Room 222. You're probably too young to remember.
No, I'm not. I love that show. That was a great show.
22 with Karen Valentine.
Yeah.
Michael Constantine.
She played a teacher or a student or something. It was a classroom. Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah.
But I'm also a big fan of American Graffiti, which you starred as Ron Howard's girlfriend in.
Yes. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun to do. And that was, I almost didn't do it because I just finished doing this other movie. I was a busy girl at the time. And, I had just come in from Spain, where we shot Travels with My Aunt, and they wanted me to go, like, the next day, the next morning, to go and meet with George Lucas, and this director at the time. He wasn't George Lucas to anybody. It was, like, this young director from USC.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm too tired. I'm jet-lagging, please. No. And they kept, you know, at me, and so I... because they'd cast everything but the ingenue part, you know, the girl who cries all the way through the movie. And when I finally read the script, I wanted I wanted Candy or Mackenzie's parts because they were more fun. And they said, no, they've been cast. We're just looking for the couple, the kind of straight couple. And I think they already had Ron in mind. And
yeah.
So anyway, I went and screen tested with Ron, and who was Ronnie to me at the time, but anyway, and the rest is show business history, Mark.
And of course, as far as Happy Days is concerned, a lot of people may not know this, but Penny Marshall's brother Gary was actually the guy behind the series Happy Days, right?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, The Odd Couple, Mork and Mindy. He did a bunch of shows.
Yeah, he made ABC the number one network for a long time.
He certainly did. He was king of the hill.
Yeah. So I assume that even nowadays people kind of associate you with Shirley Feeney, even though it was decades ago.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. Now, I know you have two children from your marriage to Bill Hudson. Either one of them in show business?
Well, they're both musicians, and they're excellent musicians, songwriters. And my daughter's songwriter, singer. My son plays drums, and, you know, it always makes me laugh when I hear myself say that. My son plays drums. He plays the drums. But he's an excellent drummer and a bass player, and a lead guitarist. And my daughter plays piano and guitar. Anyway, they're wonderful musicians.
Yeah. Now, how did you end up in the Hallmark Channel in this movie? Was this a role written for you, or did you try out for it? How'd you get into it?
No, they actually offered it to me, which is sort of unheard of in my career these days, and made me a very happy gal to go and do it.
I'm looking at this thing over here. It says that you actually went to school with Sally Field and Michael Ovitz at high school, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that's interesting. That
Birmingham High.
Yeah, but so now for folks out there who haven't seen Strawberry Summer, and I guess that would be everybody because I don't think it's been on the air yet. Only I've seen it because I saw the screener. But it's on Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel.
Saturday, yes.
And it's a really interesting movie, and it also stars Shelley Long too.
Yes.
But I actually was intrigued by the young lady who plays Shelley's daughter, and also the gentleman who plays the lead in the movie. They're both really good up and comers.
Julian Trevor, yes, they're wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it's you know, people they you know, Hallmark Channel is not going to win an Academy Award for deep movies, but they put in entertainment stuff that has a good moral structure to it, and it leaves you feeling good, and I think that's important.
That's right. In these times, it's so important, and there's so little of it that you can just watch and you go, gee, I'd like to live in that town. Isn't that, everything's so nice. Everybody's so nice, and that's the way it should be. And, you know, the struggle isn't too deep, but it is a struggle. You know, the part of the story that's, the dramatic part about them trying to keep the festival together and it just is, you know, it's a sweet part of humanity, the Hallmark Channel always expresses. And good for them, and I'm proud to be in one of their movies.
Well, I'm happy you're in it as well. I have a couple of quick questions because we have a bunch of emails that came in. I'm going to try to ask a couple of quick questions for you. Someone wanted to know if you're still in touch with the cast members from Laverne and Shirley.
Absolutely. I just talked to, Penny and David about a month ago, and I've just finished doing a play with Eddie Mecca, who plays Carmine, and Michael is healing from his broken leg.
And I know that Eddie Mecca was on tour with you in Greece for a long time, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Someone else wanted to know, and I didn't know this, but they said that you had auditioned for the part of Princess Leia in Star Wars. I want to know a little bit about that.
Somebody else did. Yes, I did. I did audition for it. It's on the DVD. He put all the screen tests up there.
It's kind of cool.
And I did, but he wanted someone younger. He wanted, I was 26. I was too long in the tooth. He actually wanted, originally, I remember him saying he wanted like 14-year-olds. You know, he wanted really young kids to play these heroes. Star Wars, if that interests you at all, but it's a little bit of trivia.
There you go. Another piece of trivia is that someone mentioned, and this person works for the International House of Pancakes and said that you were once a waitress there.
I was. That got me through junior college. IHOP, the one on Sunset Boulevard, and there was one right by school on, it's not there anymore, on Santa Monica and Vermont in L.A. And I loved waiting tables for IHOP. They were great. They had a real, they were strict, you know, with the service, and it really taught me, you know, it was a wonderful work ethic there. And it was a wonderful place to, but, you know, you had to iron your own uniforms. You'd get them once a week, and if your bow had to be done a certain way, and your hat, your little hat, had to be on properly, and you had certain things you greeted the customer with. It was, when I waited tables there, it was, "Hello, my name is Cindy, and I'll be your waitress. May I bring you coffee?" Mm-hmm. That was it. And I was trained by this wonderful Puerto Rican girl, and she had this fabulous accent, and she would take me to the table, and she would say, "Hello, my name is Gina, and I'll be your waitress." And she'd go, "Now you go, kid." And she'd tell the customers to, you know, wait until I got, you know, "Hello, my name is Cindy, and I'll be your waitress. May I bring you coffee?" Her name was Gina. She was fabulous. Anyway, she trained me. It's one of those vivid things, because she was such a fabulous character, that it's just one of those things that sticks out in my head.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to let you out do right now, because someone actually wrote an email criticizing you for something written about the military, and I know it wasn't you who wrote it.
God, it's the wrong Cindy Williams. I am a total patriot. I think the military, you know, the men and women who serve could not be paid enough, and they need to be taken care of more. This was a professor at some school.
And MIT, actually.
My name, and just, pardon?
Yeah, she was from MIT, the person who actually wrote it.
She was what?
From MIT.
Oh, from MIT.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a professor at MIT, and we just happened to have the same name. It got out on the internet. I called the Washington Post, whoever had printed it, because it just ruined my life for a while. Because it couldn't be. I am the absolute opposite. And, you know, she just, that was unfortunate.
Well,
unfortunate
again.
For her that she believed that way, because I absolutely support all our troops.
I just want to let you get that in, because it was an email that came in. And again, I want to remind people, Strawberry Summer is coming on Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. And Cindy Williams, it's a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me. And God bless America.
There you go. Take care. Bye-bye.